Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Who's the best show here?
Jack Show!
Who's the best show here?
Jack Show!
All right, that's pretty good. That's the best one yet.
Pizza,
pizza. That's how I got hired at Chippendales.
Big O! Showtime!
While you were making egg for young in the kitchen, I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a limousine tech show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that a Lincoln man. But the show then go direct to DLFGS.org. And I see channels at LinuxLink.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the castle's just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 927 of the Linux Link Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Alan.
Hello, hello. Long time no here.
Yeah, we have Pat.
Happy Halloween.
We have Joel.
And the old double
stuff. Joe, too.
And Joe.
I'm here.
Who's all enamored about the dill dog, but...
Well, it just kept coming.
Yes. Oh man!
And it had sauerkraut balls.
Yeah, no,
It was gelded. They didn't have that this year. Castrated the balls.
Oh, they got eaten first.
No, they didn't even. Okay, I'm not gonna say the word anymore.
Before we get into some stuff, I just wanted to say I was really hopeful. Well, I shouldn't say hopeful. I was kind of consigned myself to defeat on this whole tech support issue thing and not getting any resolution. And lo and behold, three other people jumped into the issue over the past since we last spoke. So now we have a total of like somewhere between 7 and 9 different people who have chimed on in this issue. And of course, every single one of them repeated the same damn thing that the others have repeated, which absolutely nothing to do with our problem. But the last person that chimed in, like, I don't know, I'm kind of glad he did in some respects, because he's like, I was looking at your logs and I found these three incidents where there was a 500 and we could see there's a 500 and it sent a NAC back and it retried the operation and went through. And he's like, and that's the way it's supposed to work. And I'm like, that's great. And I'm glad that you saw that, but that's not our problem. Now, he also said, which none of the other tech support people had said in this whole process, was that when you send us a short link and a short link to the logger, and that's what you get, like when you're in the logger and you say, share this log, this, and it'll ask you, do you want a relative time or the absolute time? And I say, share this log with the absolute time so I can give this information. And it gives you this short link URL that I put in the ticket. He's the first one in almost 2 months to say to me, the short links don't work for us. You need to send us, you need to send us the query and the time range that you're looking at. And I did. And I sent all this clear as day. I said, here is from this time range. Here is the query. There are 18 messages here that have a published time of more than 10 minutes. And you can clearly see in this log at this time range, there is no indication that these messages are being processed. All this stuff. And he went back. He finally came back 2 days ago. He's like, yeah, I see what you're talking about. For some reason, it's just not even acknowledging that it receives the message or something. We're going to look further into it. Finally, after 2 months of trying, somebody acknowledged the problem that we're seeing and said it is, yeah, we see that there is an issue here, but we don't know what's causing it. After 2 freaking months.
So they acknowledge your problem, but they don't know when it's going to get fixed.
Well, I mean, prior to that, they're like, we don't know what your problem is, and it's too small for us to bother fixing.
Right.
That's nice. That's really, really nice. You know, in the meantime, now it keeps growing because there was 18 in like a 1 minute period, and that's like the most I've seen yet without there being a problem. But anyway, do you want me to just roll right into this tech review quickly?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Okay. So based on our conversation last week, can you guess the two things that I bought this week, Joel?
A printer?
No. Which I keep putting that off, but I have to get one because right. My wife keeps saying, when are you going to get me a printer? No, I didn't get a printer. One's not tech related, though.
A new MP3 player.
No, I didn't buy it. I'll stop again. I got two things this week. I had to, what did I have to order? Oh, shit. Now I can't remember the real reason why I went out. I remember now. Yeah, it was pay week. I ordered Metroid Dread for the Switch.
There you go.
But I got a Rocket Book.
Oh.
And I got tomato powder.
That's right. I forgot about the tomato powder, yeah.
So, you know, the tomato powders, that's its own thing. But so I got just a basic Rocket Book. It's got, I think, 20 pages in here. And it's they're not laminated pages. They're kind of like a coated paper, and they have a very light grid on them that's a little bit larger than graph paper, but I guess it's pretty much ruled like a standard notebook, but it's very faint dots on here. And the way that it works is you have a Rocket pen that comes with it. And it's kind of like just like a marker. I'm not exactly sure if it's dry erase marker. Well, it's not dry erase, that's for sure. So you write on the Rocket notebook. And then when you want to get rid of it, it comes with a little lint-free towel. You get it wet, moisten it so it's damp, and then you rub it off.
That's what she said.
Yeah, you rub it off and you eat your dill dog. And
so how's the app work for you?
Well, the application. Let's talk about the application. They spared no expense on this application. It's very Spartan. Simple. I will give it that. It's simple. What you do is you download the Rocket application, and it's just a scanning thing. You know, you give it access to your camera, and you put the page in there, and you got to be careful because what ends up happening is once it starts to scan, you need to wait for it to finish, which isn't too bad, but then you got to pull it away because if you just leave it there, it'll just keep scanning the same page in over and over and over again.
Oh, jeez.
Right? So, like, the one time I had it over there and I was just watching what it was doing, and the next thing I know, it's like scanned it three times. Yeah. So the weird thing about this is when you set it up, it asks you a few things, and one of the things is like, what do you want your destinations to be? And so they have this like really weird symbol system. It's like their rocket symbol, then there's a diamond, an apple, a bell, a four-leaf clover, a star, and a horseshoe. And each one of those gets assigned to like a different application where you want to send it. Yeah. So the default that I know of is like, I forget what the rocket is, but the diamond, which is the one that I use, is Google Drive. And there's one that's Gmail, and another one that's OneNote. And it doesn't necessarily conform to what applications you have installed at all. It's just the defaults. So even though OneNote is listed there, I don't have OneNote installed. And it only works with a certain set of applications, apparently, because I prefer, like, I've been using Standard Notes, but I don't see a way to pull this into standard notes because it only seems to work with OneNote as a note-taking application, which kind of, you know, a little bums me out a little bit. So when you take a picture, it pulls it in, it names the file, then you get taken to another screen that allows you to rename it if you want to, and then you choose where you want it to go next. That's right. So you could click any one of those symbols, and then the next page you can rename it, and then there's the button at the bottom says done, and then it sends it to wherever you want to go. And sometimes it works, like it doesn't work. It's flaky, like I expect it to be there, or I'm not sure what else it's waiting for. And I go over to Google Drive and it's not there. Then I come back to the application. I'm like, what's going on here? Then I go back to Google Drive and then the application closes and I bring the application up and just the scan's not there. I got to rescan it in. So it's really, you know, it's really, but then when it shows up in Google Drive, it's an image, or you can put it as a PDF. Now the newer versions of the application do include an OCR capability, and when you enable the OCR in the settings, they have additional things that you can turn on. So it's called Handwriting Recognition OCR, Smart Titles, Smart Search, Smart Lists, and Smart Tags. I turned them all on. I don't know. But what I had done is, and so this is like the fourth thing I've tried to scan in. And what I wrote down here, based upon what Joel was saying, so Joel did not make Chex Mix on the pellet grill, but he still enjoyed the snack. And I said the good things. 1, more fat. 2, Kinder's Woodhouse garlic rub. 3, pink rings. And 4, sliced it and ate. And I said, yum, yum. And that was exciting. So this is what the OCR read in. Joel did not make Chex Mix, but on the pellet grill still enjoyed he snack the good things more
fun. Boy, it's not very good, is it?
Kinder's Woodhouse garlic rub, 3 pink rings, 4 slice it and 8, yum, yum. So, I mean, it's got like an 80% success, you know, criteria, and I'll give it that. Okay, my handwriting is atrocious, and for it to do 80% is good. And I took my time writing this as neat as I could. When I don't take my time, it's a lot worse than this. I don't know why it doesn't like. So I have one long line. Joel did not make Chex Mix. Then I go down to the next line on the pellet grill. But the OCR does Joel did not make. Then it goes down on the next line, check. Then it goes down on the next line, mix. Then but. Then a new line on. And then the pellet grill on a line. Like it broke it all apart, and I have no idea why.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is. And I noticed that some of the other things I scanned in, like it would break the sentence, and then it would take what was on the lines below it and put those like on the next line and then the rest of the sentence on the third line. So I have not yet found the OCR to be very handy. Also, what's weird about it is it puts it into like a Google Word document or a Google text document, but the text document has the image of what was scanned in at above it and then the text underneath that image. So you have both there. I'm not overly thrilled with the OCR capabilities at this stage of the game. I mean, I thought maybe my plan of action would be I will take notes and stuff while I'm working. And right. Then it gives me something that I could then, if I wanted to, scan it in and transfer it over, you know, copy it over to standard notes. I can still do that. I mean, that capability is there. It's just not as smooth a transition as I would like.
Right.
You have 20 pages of paper in here. You could do both sides. So there's plenty in here. the erasing works very well. It's easy to remove the ink off of here. Not a problem. Even after it dries, you can't do it with the dry towel. It has to be wet. Then you need to let the paper dry. So I figure if you use multiple pages and you want to wipe them clean, you're going to have to wipe one and let it dry, then turn the page, wipe the other one, let it dry. And just that's something to be aware of. Of course, my sloppy ass kids got, I wasn't paying attention and they got oil or something. Some food slopped on the table and I got my hand in it. And then when I wrote on here, and I got like, if you look at the page in the light, you can see little oil stains on the pages, but that does not seem to have impacted the use of it. It just, you can see it if the light hits it just right. And anyway, not bad. I'm going to see how well it does as time goes on with me using it. If it works out that I don't have to worry about always having paper and going through notebooks because I can't erase.
Right.
Yeah. We'll see.
Cool.
That's it.
Yeah, at least it's a little bit eco-friendly, too. You don't have to replace it all the time, which is the opposite with my LiveScribe pen. Is I had to replace the notebooks every once in a while because they're just paper, regular paper with dots on it. So it's very similar how it works, but it actually captures the stroke, and I don't think it can actually do the OCR on it.
Why?
Although I haven't tried yet, but
you would almost think like if they would take the Rocketbook and marry it with the Live Scribe, perfect.
Yeah, almost, right?
Perfect, because you could, you know, you just wipe it clean, and then you're not keeping the notes, are you, that you pulled in with the Live Scribe?
Well, it goes into their app, and the nice thing is like, I can, like, export it out, like, as an image. I have done that before, like, but you know, it's kind of the same thing as like a kind of a conversation I got into earlier today, where apparently Windows 11 is supposed to start to have the ability to load Android apps. I'm like, why would you want to do that? You know, I also say the same thing with Chrome OS running Android apps. I don't understand why you'd want to run an Android app on a laptop-like device. Yeah, although we did that with our beloved Jai that we used to covet and use, but
I do that on my Chromebook now. Because
do you? Okay.
There's some, you know, it's nice to have the same app.
There's a much larger library, and you can.
Yeah.
Which is true, but yeah. You know.
A lot of Google apps are set up to sync across devices, so like if you're listening to podcasts or something and they're on both devices, then you can continue where you left off. Or audiobooks.
Right.
I found it handy,
It's also the same reason why I don't like how Apple's iMessage would immediately want you to when you get a text on your phone, to have it go to all iOS devices, and I'm like, yeah, my iPads don't need to get my text messages from work. In fact, I prefer that they don't. At least I can turn them off. It's like, but you know, everyone has a reason for it. I just don't have one. You know,
the downside, I think, with that running the Android apps, because like with the Chromebook, you have the Chrome browser, and then you have the Android apps, and then the Linux subsystem, and you run all three of those, and then everything runs slow.
Yeah.
Slower, but unless you have a really beefy Chromebook.
Right. Like, unless you have one of the old Pixel ones, or I don't even know if they announced a new one, but I do know they announced the Pixel 6 and the Pixel 6 Pro, which I'm pretty interested in the 6 Pro. But price-wise, they're actually relatively reasonable. They're not damn cheap, but they're much less expensive than they can be, at least for the base devices. especially since they have their own silicon.
The 6XL actually looks pretty nice.
Yes.
One of these days I'm going to need a new phone, but we're going to look at that one again.
Yep. I think it's where I'm going to. I still have quite a bit to pay on mine, although what I may do is I may call Verizon up and say, because Verizon, if you're not fully paid, you can pay it and you can keep your old device and get the new one. But I don't even care about keeping the old device. I'm just like, you know, I don't really need it. I already have my old Moto X still hanging around, and I would just rather trade it. So if I can trade it in and not have to pay the rest of it off, that'd be great. You know, although the Unpacked event should be Unpacked Part 2, I think, is what? I want to say it might be Friday for the Samsung devices. And the rumor is the S22 Ultra is going to be the basically the Note replacement. It's going to have a stylus too. So, but I'm not completely sold on the Notes. Even though it's still, you know, I have mine. I liked it. I liked the 3 when I had it. But I don't know. I think one of the things I'm kind of tired of is Android 12's out. For the Pixels, and Samsung is, I might get it by the end of the year. I don't know though. We'll find out, I guess. But and it also happens to be that'd be the last OS update.
Verizon, you may get it by the next time they have another new phone.
Well, see that's a good point, because Verizon's always lag a little bit, but they do usually get the recent, the security updates are fairly up to date right now. They're not anywhere near as bad as they used to be. But for that said, though, the Note 10, 10 plus, 10 and 10 plus, that series of notes, the Android 12 will be the last version of the actual last OS update. You'll get security updates, but this is the last OS update for those devices anyway. So, we'll see. I don't know. I may go for that because there's several great things with the Pixel 6 Pro that I'm really excited about, like being able to edit out things say you take a picture and there's somebody you don't know in the picture and you don't want them in the picture, you can just kind of draw a squiggle over that person and it'll remove it for you without lots of hours of editing. So it's like a content-aware fill over that part of the picture. So, and other things too, like now less, kind of less important to me, but you know, just because I am a white guy is their camera is supposed to be more inclusive. So like if you take a picture of a black guy, it's not gonna, their skin's gonna look right, not the way it's, you know, sometimes the cameras don't treat black people that well. When you take pictures of them, but you know, and I can see how that annoys some people, but you know, that's in there too. And then see, the Pro adds, besides a bigger screen, you get a 48 megapixel telephoto in addition to that. And then the app itself that they have on Android 12 in for that phone just makes the camera app is just really phenomenal. And one of the things I care about the least is, like, supposedly Snapchat is supposed to allow you to use some of the same features that the stock camera app for that phone uses within the app. But, you know, of course you have to use Snapchat. You know, I don't really use Snapchat, but so some people might care about that, but then they have sizes all the way up to 512 gigabytes, which that's probably going to be the one I get. So we'll see. The only thing I'm not too keen on with it is the camera bar or hump or whatever you want to call it, but it's huge. But I figure once I put a case on it, I probably won't notice it. because I'm not insane and I must put my phone in a case because I know I'm a klutz. Yeah, I don't want to drop that on my flooring downstairs. That flooring's hard. So there's that. And then Apple brings laptops out with notches in the screen. And no touch bar and full-size function keys.
Gotta get rid of that bezel.
Yeah. I will never understand what the problem people have with bezels are. Because bezels are great for you putting your greasy fingerprints on the bezel versus putting it on the screen. But whatever. Yeah, it's got the new M1 Pro. The base 14-inch has the 8-core, 14-core GPU, and that goes all the way up to the M1 Max, which has 10-core CPU, 32-core GPU, 16-core Neural Engine. I priced out with some friends of mine earlier this week. I priced out the 16-inch one with 8 terabytes and 64 gigabytes of RAM, and it's $6,099. Yeah, it's a little expensive.
I was going to say, there was some guy on Twitter. He's a photographer, so yeah, he can afford these right. sort of things. But he priced one out. It was like after taxes and the Apple Care and everything, it was like $7,000. I'm like,
yep.
Yes, way too much.
Yep, that means if I get one, I'm probably looking at the 14-inch. Most likely the 8-core will be fine. The 8-core M1 Pro with 16 gigs of memory. I might bump up the storage inside to 1 terabyte. But right now, I know the kernel for Ubuntu 21.10 can support the M1, but I don't think you can actually install it on one yet. At least I haven't tried yet, or I haven't heard of anyone trying yet. That doesn't mean that that hasn't happened yet, but it probably will at some point. But and I forgot too. So if I bump the storage up, I'd probably also bump up the power adapter, because for whatever reason, they're shipping a 67 watt USB-C power adapter, which you plug in the cable that comes with it is USB-C to MagSafe. So the MagSafe is back, so your laptop won't go flying if somebody trips the power cord. But for whatever reason, they're putting only the 67 watt in with the low end one instead of the 96 watt hour one, even though there's only like a $20 difference. So I'm probably going to upgrade to the 96 watt hour one. And the main reason for that is that it will, in 30 minutes, it will charge the battery from nothing to 50%, I think, with that power adapter, not with the standard one. So, but 14-inch would be enough. And I do like, never had one with a touch bar. I know Dan's frustrations with his with the touch bar, but, you know, it is what it is. So, and right now, if I get the low end, what's kind of funny is the low end MacBook Pro, if I just got the stock one without any upgrades, it's cheaper than the level of the Surface Laptop Studio that I was also looking at. So, but I gotta wait until my referral bonus comes in from referring my buddy to my team. So that should be next month. So we'll see. Yeah, I may end up going with something a little bit cheaper, as long as it has better graphics than my Surface Pro. I'll be happy.
But what generation Surface Pro is it?
The 6. And I don't know. I may throw Linux on it. Right now it's got Windows 11 on it, you know, but The only problem is the internal drive on that's only 512 gig. So I guess I could shrink it down some and then dual boot, possibly. Although I haven't heard of anybody dual booting on a Surface. I'm sure somebody's probably done it, but it's still in great shape. You know, never got to really carry it on work trips because of the pandemic. But so, and then the other tidbit of the Apple announcement was they announced different colors of the HomePod Mini, which, yeah, I have no desire to get a HomePod because Siri sucks.
Wait, what's a HomePod Mini? Is that like their version of the Echo? Version of the
Google, yeah, and the Google Home Mini. Yes, it uses Siri and integrates with Apple HomeKit for this home automation crap. You know, I already have an Echo in a preferences right now are towards the Google Home Assistant, but we'll see. Right now, probably one of the other things I might try and do tomorrow, since I'm probably going to stay home most of the day, except for when carting my wife back and forth to the eye doctor, is I got two things I would like to get done this week before I go back to work next week. One, I want to measure how tall my ceilings are downstairs because I want to see how big of a Christmas tree I can get. I want to get a bigger one. I think I have like a 6-foot one in the garage right now. But I'd like to get a little bit bigger one because our ceilings are much taller in this house than they are. We're an old house and in the apartment. But then the other thing I want to do is get up on a ladder and look at my house has all these can lights all over the place. And if they take standard bulbs, I'm going to start getting some Z-Wave bulbs to put in the fixtures. But if they don't, then, well, I got to think of something else to help control more the light situation a little bit better. Especially since my son just absolutely loves to turn every frigging can light on downstairs. I mean, at least they're LEDs and they don't use any as much power as the old incandescents did. So, but it still annoys me. But
I think if they're brand new can lights, they're probably integrated into the can now.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid they might be. So that, and if that's the case, I may have to look at some Z-Wave switches. We have one Z-Wave switch that came.
Yeah, go with the switches.
Right. When we have one that's came with the house, but it's hooked up to the porch light. Kind of the nice thing with the porch light is I have it scheduled to come on at sunset and go off at sunrise. So, with our system that the house came with, which is a Qlosis panel with the app ADT uses, is called alarm.com. Kind of the nice things is I can see the doorbell camera in the same app. I can also change the thermostat without having to get out of bed, which is kind of nice if I forgot to turn the heat on it before I went to bed. So, and other things like that. I finally figured out that one thing I was wanting to do is have the system automatically come on arm stay, which is basically arming the system for you to go to bed at night. Okay, so that if somebody breaks one of the sensors open, like if say they open the sliding door or something, it'll set the alarm system off. The app, I can't control the schedule, but if I log into their webpage, I can set the schedule up. So I've got that set up so the system comes on automatically and goes off automatically. That also has geolocations too. Like when I went down to the pumpkin show, I armed it away. And when I came back, once I got within the geofence, which is, I think I have it set roughly a mile right now, it automatically disarms the system. So I don't have to worry about, like if I've got an armload of groceries or something, I don't have to worry about that. But it's also got smart lock on the front door as well. But We'll see. At least my garage door, also has some smart stuff into it, but I never could figure out how to get the thing. It's supposed to integrate with that panel downstairs. But for right now, I just have it on the app and have the Home Assistant set up with that. So I can ask Google. I basically would tell Google, hey, G.
Watch. This time next year, right. Joel will be living in a hotel again.
No, sir.
Because the tornado came and picked up his house and planted it in northwest Iowa.
No, I don't think it'll happen. But I can ask MyQ, which is the app that runs the garage door. I can ask it, tell me if the garage door is open, or hey, can you close the garage door, which is nice. You can also set it up so that at a certain time of night, if it's still open, it will automatically close it, just in case you're the forgetful kind of person that forgets to close the garage door after you were outside doing work. But, and all this stuff just came with the house. I didn't really pay any extra to get it. It just came with it. So might as well use it.
Right before the show, I busted out the hot air gun, and
there you go.
And my son fixed a Bluetooth speaker. That was fun.
That's actually sound like fun.
Power port replacement.
Okay.
Quite fun getting it to take apart, but
was it a C or a micro?
Micro.
Oh, okay.
I haven't done a C yet because I don't have any Cs available. I do have one Bluetooth speaker left to fix that I was thinking about replacing the power port with a charging circuit because it was USB-C, and at the time I didn't have an air gun. So I have the charging circuit for it so I can charge the battery directly, but I haven't put it in yet. But now that I have an air gun, I should be able to do USB-C without too much problem.
Yep. So if I don't end up getting a new laptop this year, probably what I will end up doing is I'll probably break down and order a resin printer. Right now I'm looking at the Elegoo. I forget the name of the printer. But one of the Elegoo ones is like only $150. So I figure why not? I might get that.
I was looking at those last time I was down at Micro Center.
Oh, yeah.
I've got no place for one right now.
See, that's the only thing here is I'd probably
pick up the IC Mini. Alan, you just print yourself a place.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, that's like I'm jealous. This is one of my coworkers. She bought this house. The house they're currently living in on a short sale. But dude, it was huge. It was a really big house. It had an in-law suite. So like a complete, an in-law's area where it has a bedroom, a kitchen and stuff like that, where they can kind of live by themselves. But then in the backyard, it has this huge shop and I'm like, oh gosh, I'd love to have that. Cause in that way I can put things in there. I can first make sure I had heat in there for the winter, and then just put things in there like my all my printers, and I can probably buy an X card that I've been wanting to buy for years, and all sorts of things. But a little jealous of that, but because there's no way that's happening here. And we got the first bill from the HOA, which was not easy to take, but it is what it is, and thankfully temporary.
Did it come served up with the dill dog?
No, feels like it though. They billed us partial for July, since we're only in towards the tail end of July, but then they billed us August, September, and October, all in one bill. And it's $600. So I think my wife's going to get that paid. We do have the money for it. But she was talking to them today trying to find out, well, is it going to be billed quarterly like this all the time?
When do you have to pay it by?
It says upon receipt. That's all it really says.
Do you know how many lawnmowers you could buy with $600?
Yeah, but you know how much physical work I'd have to do to mow the grass out here? They just show up and do it.
Yeah, and but for $600, man, holy crap.
My backyard has a wicked
cost
slope.
Like 30 or 40 bucks a month.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's part of it too. But see, the other great thing is I don't have to. I think the only thing I have to shovel is my driveway, and that's it. The rest of the sidewalks I don't have to do. Definitely.
Well,
the
wait,
road
they
I don't have
mowing
to do.
Your lawn November, December, January,
yeah,
February,
no, but they're removing
March.
Snow.
They should remove it from your driveway for $600, man.
Well, that's you got to keep in mind. That's 3 months. The normal is only about 200.
Still, you know how many lawnmowers you can buy with $200?
Right.
Yeah. Especially off of Facebook Marketplace, right, Joe?
Well, Facebook Marketplace would be the only place I can buy more than one for $200. But no,
well,
it
you can
also
get them new
count
for about $100.
Right. It also accounts for areas like there's a pond like right in the middle of the area, so they have the upkeep. I assume that at some point they're going to probably put like benches and stuff in.
They're going to fish the shopping carts out of it.
I hope not. I hope that doesn't happen, but you know. But and there's a trail that's supposed to connect to like other places that right now it just goes down the hill and ends. That's all it does. So, but eventually it's supposed to have like a trail that you can walk on and stuff like walk/run on, things like that. But, and then there's also something that now I thought it was just this neighborhood, because we have a centralized mail. Okay. So there's a couple areas in the development that have mailboxes and we have keys. We finally have keys now. But apparently that's the way it's going to be. Any new build since 2016, that's what they're going to do. So you're not going to have the mailboxes on the curb or on the house anymore. That's what the United States Postal Service is doing, because it saves them money. Because instead of having to drive the little car all over the neighborhood, they just drive it to the two locations where there's boxes and maybe drive it to your house if you have a package too big to fit in there or something like that. But kind of annoying, but that's just the way USPS is going to be. But I also think that's probably why they haven't mapped the area fully yet, because there's actually a section that where they haven't put the street all the way in yet, and they're finally got all the curbs in, and it's, I assume at some point they're going to start putting the asphalt in there, where at that point I'm hoping Google sends a freaking car in my neighborhood to map the damn neighborhood so I can finally get people who can deliver stuff and not be lost. It's a map monoculture now, and everyone depends on Google Maps, which sucks. It's in Apple Maps, though. So, other than that, though, things are going pretty well here.
How was your trip down Desktop Lane?
Desktop Lane, yeah. I decided, since I had some extra time this week, like usually in the morning when my wife is working, when I'm on vacation and not going anywhere, I have time to myself, which is cool. So I came upstairs, booted up the Lenovo here, and I installed every desktop on top of my current Ubuntu install. So I already had the GNOME version and the KDE version, or Plasma, or whatever they call it now. All right, Kubuntu, essentially. But then I installed Budgie Desktop, because there is a Budgie version of Ubuntu now, Mate, and LXDE. Basically everyone except Kylin, which is the Chinese desktop. But of all of them, I think the order is going to go for me is Kubuntu, Ubuntu, which is the GNOME 40, and Budgie. Budgie, I really like Budgie. I may switch to Budgie. I'm not 100% sure. But and Zubuntu as well. But for some reason, and I don't know why, but Zubuntu and Lubuntu felt really kind of unfinished. One of the things that's kind of a pain in the ass is because this laptop has a 4K screen in it. When I first time I logged into any of the new desktops, things were way fucking small. And I couldn't see anything. So I had to kind of get real close to the screen, find the monitor settings and increase decrease the resolution and increase the scaling so that I could actually see and read the thing, because I'm getting old and I have bifocals and I can't read that tiny shit. to be fair, though, both Ubuntu and Kubuntu had the same thing. But one thing I did notice about, and this is something I'm wondering if it's actually doing it or not, because one of the big things on like the new Macs and the new Surface devices, both the Surface Pro 8 and the Surface Studio laptop, as well as a lot of phones now, is that they're touting 120Hz screens. Instead of just the 60, I think 60Hz is the usual. And I found out Kubuntu, it let me select 120Hz. So that's one kind of good thing. And I was able to do that on Kubuntu. I haven't tried that on Ubuntu, but when I switched to Budgie, I did some double takes on some things. Cause I opened up Chrome and open up a web page, and it was like bam, 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 like super fast. So if this laptop isn't exactly resource constrained because it does have 16 gig of RAM and an NVIDIA card in it. But if you are on a device that still has the yield in Intel graphics, integrated graphics, maybe only 8 gigs of RAM or four gigs of RAM, try Budgie. I think you'll like it. I actually was pleasantly surprised with how nice it was.
Has anybody been keeping an eye on cryptocurrencies?
Well, I do have some Shiba Inu and some Bitcoin.
Well, Bitcoin hit an all-time high. Shiba is slowly staying in the same position. But expect it to go up if it actually does end up on Robinhood. And as Bitcoin goes up, a lot of the other ones are rising. I mean, Ethereum is up like 8% for the day. Litecoin is up 12% for the day.
I'm looking at my profile. I just bought another $5. I transferred $5 of my Bitcoins to Shiba last week. But then like Friday, I bought 5 more Shiba Inus.
How many sheep do you have?
Like $10 worth or so. I'm trying to see what my portfolio is, but Coinbase is taking freaking forever to load. Let's see if it loads now. I stopped the app. There we go. So my portfolio, total portfolio with both Bitcoins and Shiba Inu is $32 currently.
So how much SHIB do you have? Not cash-wise, but how many tokens?
Trying to see if it can tell me that.
Should on Coinbase. Under your assets.
Yeah. I'm looking. All assets, that's what I need. Let me see. And the portfolio just tells me the whole portfolio. But let me see here. $10.40 currently.
Scroll down. No, I was wondering how many.
According to this, it says 363,512.
I got a buddy that's got 30 million of them.
And I don't even have one Bitcoin yet.
Yeah. I don't have any Bitcoin. I don't even have a partial.
I have $22 worth of Bitcoin, but
I got 12 million SHIB.
And I don't have, like I said, if I lose $30 in crypto, it's not going to kill me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm definitely over the amount I put in because I bought like right before the jump.
Okay. You ever buy any cryptocurrency there yet, Alan?
Sorry, my phone went to sleep. I got to keep waking it up. No, I've never actually tried it. I'm looking at the Coinbase now.
Yeah.
I've actually not ever bought anything.
They give you $5 when you sign up.
Hold on. If you're planning on, you know, jumping in there, then use this.
Yeah, give Joe some credit too. Now, I did get my Coinbase card in the mail this week.
Oh, is that the card that allows you to buy things with your crypto?
Well, not directly. I think what you have to do is go in the app first and transfer the coins over to US dollars. And then at that point, you can use it. So, to buy things online or wherever. You know, you can buy it at a grocery store for that matter. But actually,
works as a debit card at that point, sounds like.
Yep. Pretty much. You know, that's kind of what it is. So that's kind of the nice thing. So if all of a sudden Shiba goes nuts, you know, and I have $10 worth now, you know, maybe if Shiba goes high enough, I can sell it and get my laptop down. Maybe if I get over $5,000-$7,000, I can get the top end 16-inch MacBook instead. But you know, hey.
Well, you never know. A lot of people are saying it's going to get to a penny, but I don't think that's going to happen. It'll be real nice if it does. Some people are saying a dollar, and it's like, wow, that would completely destroy the cryptocurrency market. Unless they burn off a lot of it. Which they are doing. They're doing burn offs. So reducing the overall number of SHIB so that the individual SHIB is worth more.
Yeah. I'd be fine with it too. But yeah, like I said, it's like the stock market. You know, I wouldn't put.
Oh, this is much more volatile than the stock market.
Well, that's true too. Yeah, for the moment, anyway.
But don't put anything into crypto that you're not planning on losing.
Yep.
And if you get anything out of it, smile real big and say.
Same with the stock market.
Yes, I agree. I agree with you, Alan. It's kind of both, but it's kind of worse on the cryptocurrency.
I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos of other people that, you know, actually make money with cryptocurrency, and evidently you can like loan out crypto on KuCoin, but I don't have an account there yet.
Me either.
So you loan out, you get a loan, it's an insured loan, and then you get paid back in like anywhere between 7 and 28 days, and you should make something back on it. So if you're even getting like 5%. That's pretty cool.
Yep. But
I had not realized how many different kinds there were on here.
Oh, dude, so many. And honestly, Coinbase is easy to use, and it doesn't have that many compared to your other exchanges. It seems like a lot when you're looking at it here. Go check out another exchange and what they have on it, and that's nuts.
Yeah, it's like on Coinbase, you have Bitcoin, Shiba, Ethereum.
You're not going to be able to name
Doge. Probably not. Especially since the app is going excruciatingly slow for some reason. Anyway.
Yeah, Cardano was an interesting one. Kind of wish I had gotten in on that, because it went from, like, what, 6 cents or something to $2?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. One year. No. It went from 26 cents. Like,
right,
9 cents at one point, all the way up to $2. And well, it shot up to $3.10 at its high.
Yeah.
There are some other ones that just went nuts as well, different times, and yeah. It could have been nice, but I'm happy enough having gotten in on Shiba Inu, but I won't be surprised if everything drops out of that and it goes back to, you know, my initial investment.
Yep. I still need to watch Black Widow over on Disney Plus yet.
Haven't watched that yet?
No, maybe that's what I'll do tomorrow.
Pretty good. Well. It was funny.
I've started season 2 of Lower Decks. Not quite halfway through it. I can only take, like, when I watch Lower Decks, I can only really take, like, an episode or two. And then I'm good for a little bit. So maybe like one or two episodes a week instead of sitting there binge watching the whole thing.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to watch that one yet. One of these days I'm going to get to it.
Yep.
Hasn't happened yet. I have so many things I haven't finished anyways.
Right. I actually should try and finish it before Discovery starts to drop next month. And then Picard in December, and I think also The Mandalorian in December. Either Mandalorian's either December or January, I can't remember which. And then I don't know about the Book of Boba Fett when that's coming yet.
December.
Is it December for that too?
No, okay. Because Boba Fett is coming out before Mandalorian.
Mando. Okay.
So it should be December that Boba Fett comes out.
Okay.
And then, like, first quarter sometime for Mandalorian.
And then I saw one rumor about the Orville, where it will technically have a new title when it's on Hulu, and that might be it. As in, that's the last season of The Orville, which is kind of sad, but
because it was so good. Happens to every show.
Yep. But something else is coming too. Oh no! The one other thing I wanted—they moved back quite a bit of the Marvel MCU movies again, and some of the TV series as well. Two of them don't even have a date anymore.
Yeah. About when?
I'll look and see.
Maybe they're trying to distance themselves from...
It could be.
Everything. all the goodness from before so they can, you know, separate it in everyone's minds. Bring out new goodness.
Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness, was planned for March 2022, is now May 2022. Thor, Love and Thunder is now July 8th, 2022. That's Spider-Man. That's taking the spot of Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. That sequel is now scheduled for November 11th,
2022. Wait, isn't Spider-Man this December?
I think here I'm getting through that. See, the Marvels, meanwhile, vacated 2022 entirely and will be released on February 17th, 2023. And
the what?
The Marvels.
Huh.
Which I've never heard of that one yet. I don't know if that's a movie or a TV series. Doesn't say. Ant-Man and Wasp, Quantumania was also delayed and now planned for July 28th, 2023. Two untitled Marvel movies in 2023 has been pulled from the calendar, while one has been rescheduled to November 2023. Doesn't say which one. And on the key release dates, I don't see the Spider-Man movie. No Way Home. That's the next one, I think, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. So, makes me wonder how much the shipping delays are affecting the movies. That could be. I did see the new Dune movies coming out soon.
That's on HBO Max, right?
Is it on HBO?
I thought I saw that, yeah.
6 o'clock on the 21st, I think it is.
There you go.
Wait, is that the movie or is that a series?
No, that's the movie.
Okay.
It comes out on the 22nd in the theaters. For some reason, HBO Max is jumping 6 hours early, I guess.
And I have a feeling that some of the shakeup for the MCU might be some fallout from Black Widow and what's her name?
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, Scarlett wasn't really happy with how that worked out because of the pandemic, because when she signed a contract that was initially supposed to go straight to theater, which right. That didn't happen.
Right, her pay was based on not just, you know, the initial amount, but a percentage of the theater.
Right.
What it made in theaters, and because it was released simultaneously in theaters and on streaming, she obviously made less money than she would have. And she tried to discuss it with them beforehand because she was quite happy to let them stream it as well, as long as the percentage got tweaked over that way too.
Right.
But they ignored her, and so she sued them.
Yep.
Which is understandable. I mean, you don't mess with a person's paycheck.
No. Yes, and I understand why she'd be mad. But did they kill the second Captain Marvel movie too, I think?
No, I just saw the trailer for that today. And then the Black Adam trailer came out a couple days ago. So they're still doing those, but I think it's 2023 for Shazam, Captain Marvel.
Hell, the Top Gun sequel still hasn't come out either. It was supposed to be out last summer. Yeah, I know. I'm kind of the same way on that.
And then, you know, the next year it'll be Mission Impossible 27.
run that down into the ground yet.
Probably not. Well, you got Fast and Furious. I'd name him the number, but, you know, it'd probably be true. 16.
I have never seen one of those yet, and that at this point now, I don't even want to try. I just think it's better to say I've never seen one of those.
Yeah. I'm in the same boat as you, Alan. I've never seen one of those either.
I mean, I've seen the trailers, which pretty much tell me exactly what the movie's going to be. So I don't really see why I need to see more of it.
I've watched all the pitch meetings for them. And there you go.
Nope, I've watched all of them.
Do you give him a thumbs up, Joe?
Yeah, none of them were terrible. They're, you know, they're good for what they are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, the realism isn't there come a certain point.
Well, and there was supposed to be another Battlestar Galactica reboot.
I don't think the realism was ever there at any point, was it?
Right?
No, there's a big difference between, like, the first one, which had some off-the-wall stunts that were kind of possible, maybe, and then, like, the last one, where they launch a crappy car into space with people in it to stop a satellite.
Now, if they were trying to stop a meteor, we'd have had something.
Yeah, they were stopping a satellite from firing. So they drove a car in space through a satellite and then stopped off at the International Space Station using homemade spacesuits.
Because why not, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I guess, though, they got to be better than the Transformer movies, because I haven't been able to stay awake through a Transformer movie since the second one.
What?
Yeah, pretty much. No, that's right.
The one with Leonard Nimoy in?
You name it, I've fallen asleep. No, Leonard Nimoy, wasn't he in the... That was the original... the animated one. That was awesome.
No. He played...
Galvatron.
In like the second Transformer movie with what's his face, I can't remember
Shia
his name.
Had Meg,
yeah, and Megan Fox.
Oh, he was the voice of
the old
robot,
right? And his disguise was the SR-71 Blackbird, right? And he was. Was he Decepticon? I think he was. I can't remember.
But Leonard Nimoy did play Galvatron in the original Transformers. The movie.
Did he? Okay, the movie.
Yeah, the animation one back in 1986. Where they killed Optimus Prime.
Everybody cried?
Yes. And Orson Welles played Unicron.
Uh-huh. No, he was Sentinel Prime in Transformers Dark of the Moon.
Why do I not see the full cast here? Oh, I gotta click on it to see the full cast. Yeah, there we go.
You have to go to tfwiki.net.
No, I see, yeah.
I'm trying to remember. I thought he was a... I thought his aircraft was...
I still want to know what they're going to do with Black Panther.
Yeah. I don't know how that's going to work.
I don't think they know what they're going to do with it yet. I thought that...
Probably right.
Shuri was going to take it over, but I have no idea.
Yeah, and I guess no one ever thought that he wouldn't survive cancer. Well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That tomato powder, Joel.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I've put it in a few things, and it gives it a little bit of a more powerful, sweeter tomato taste to it. It's not too... It's a nice addition to some stuff.
I bet you... Man, I bet you I could do something with Chex Mix in that powder.
Absolutely. Mm. I ordered it, and it is a lot. I ended up getting a lot of it. Right. 16 ounces.
Big and, can.
It was pretty big. So I have a lot of it in there, and I'm finding ways to use it.
Yep. Yeah, I'll have to try smoking the Chex Mix on the wood chipper, or the wood...
The wood chipper.
Wood chipper.
Yeah,
no, I don't even have that anymore. I don't even... I actually... It's funny. When we closed the house last year, I gave that to my brother-in-law. As far as I know, he still has it.
And now he's making Chex Mix with it, right?
Sure, he could. I don't know. Well, but both of... As I say, both my brother-in-law and his wife got COVID. They're over it now, but they did get it.
From the wood chipper?
No, from their granddaughter's birthday party.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad they're better.
Yeah.
I'll say one thing, though. Of all the things I'm not comfortable around, a wood chipper is probably the biggest one. I don't know.
Yeah.
They freak me out too much.
The one I had was cheap, and... It said you can put up to 3-inch round limbs in there. No. Maybe an inch to an inch and a half. That's it. That kept jamming it when I was trying to, once they said it should fit, I kept jamming it. So it got to be more of a pain in the ass than it was worth. And it gave last summer, that gave me a new appreciation.
When he was jamming it with the dill dogs, it got to be more of a pain in the ass than it was worth.
No. That just goes to show you that those people who do that kind of work and do it fast are worth paying what they're worth. Whatever they bill you, that is totally worth it. Oh. That was a gigantic pain in the ass when we cleaned that yard up. Ugh.
And not Joel my yard knows no more. Pains in the ass.
Mm-hmm. Now my son's like we're in the new house. He's like, I want to put Christmas lights up outside. I'm like, you do it. I will say I might grab one of those inflatables or maybe one of those projector things this year just because, you know, it'd be cool to do. But, you know, but then we're talking about, like, we definitely are talking about getting a new Christmas tree because we have bigger ceilings now. And he's like, we should get two and put one on either side of the TV stand. I'm like, you do it.
Well, he's got a job in a car now, right?
No, he doesn't have no job.
Oh, I thought he had a job. Well, he's got a car now, so he can go out with your bonus. And what do you mean, no? He does have a car.
He has a car that I allow him to drive, okay?
That's Wait. Not his?
It's in my name.
If you asked him, would he say it's his car?
He would.
Yeah, there you go. It's his car.
But,
right?
then I would come back and remind him and say, hey, I let you drive that, okay? But at least I didn't have to pay as much as the repair would have had to have caught, been very expensive with all the work they did on that car. Thank you, extended warranty.
I'm taking off now, so.
All right, okay. Alan, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's good to be that time for me, too.
It's 10 o'clock. It's time to wrap the show up.
Yep. Before you go, though, Alan, how are the kids?
Doing good. They're terrors. They're little terrors. My oldest is in starting kindergarten in September.
Oh, boy.
Which makes me feel really old. And my 18-month-old is turning into be the fearless young child. I have a feeling that I will spend a lot of time in the emergency room with this one. That's the gut feeling there. I hope it doesn't come completely true, but
he falls
and just like bounces right back.
When Luke was little, not once, not twice, but three times he split his head open. And like to the point where he needed stitches. Two of those were within a week. So we're getting stitched up at the emergency room 1 week, and then the very next week he splits another part of his head open. I'm like, what are you doing? The first time was he thought it would be a good idea. I think I was putting something together out in the garage, and I had like a bolt laying on the floor. And then I had like a little bucket like from kitty litter that was sitting kind of closest to where the garage door opener was.
All right. And good night, guys.
Take it easy.
Good night, Joe. He hopped up on that and fell back and split his head open on that bolt. Then he thought it would be a good idea to hop in and out of the shower in our bedroom in the old house. And he slipped and whacked his head on the back of the on that rail on the bottom of the shower door. And then he thought it would be an excellent idea to hang off the end of the grocery cart when we were grocery shopping, and I just brushed his head against a pallet of Coke and it split it open. Yeah, I'm glad that time's over. But
well, hopefully, like I said, they're good though. They're all doing really good. So.
Very good. All right. Well, we'll see you later, Dallin, and yeah, it's time to go.
All right. I'm going to play out our promo.
Yeah, shoot me an email if you want to like it, or shoot me an email either that or on like
Sure.
if you want to try to hook up on D-Star. Pretty sure everything still works. I haven't used it in a while, but...
Same.
or I can do DMR, and I'm thinking about getting an All-Star net put together.
Yeah, I need to get a DMR node yet here, but...
Yeah. Not too expensive, but...
No, they're not.
Radios aren't too bad now.
Nope.
All right, have a good one, everybody.
All right, take it easy, man.
We'll talk to you later.
See ya.
All right, bye-bye.
There we go. We'll play us out. Thank you, everybody. See you in a week.
I am short.
Oh, my God.
It's Hacker
Public Radio.
Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
Hello, my name is Matt, and I've started a new podcast called LibreQuest. I talk about Linux and general technical topics. To get the show, visit LibreQuest.org.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
While you were making egg poo young in the kitchen, I was in the dining room having sushi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh, baby. It's gonna be bedtime soon.
Mm-hmm. I've been praying for Paige there, dude, because I knew she had surgery the other day.
They went in, they finally were able to diagnose the problem that she's been having since she was a teenager. Well, she's not teenager, wow. Not really that much older. For about the past decade or so, it started around like 13 or 14. She has endometriosis, and so now they can officially treat her for that, and things should be looking up better.
That's good.
Yep. So.
Yeah, I saw on Facebook she kind of was acting pretty scared, which I get, totally get.
Well, she's doing all right now. Anyway, she was doing good yesterday. Today she's been in a little bit of pain. And tomorrow she's got a doctor appointment follow-up.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like the thing that kind of pisses me off a little bit about, see, my wife has to go to this special doctor that, because of her diabetes mostly, and it's mostly how far her diabetes has progressed.
Huh?
All right. You know, so like I technically have it, but I've been pretty much in control, even with me not watching my diet all that well. But, she's been having it. It's almost like pink eye, maybe. That's, at least that's what she's explaining it. What it feels like. But her eye isn't as red as it would normally get with that. But she has every other symptom, and it's only in one eye. So I'm not sure if it's just straight up allergies. But so she calls the eye doctor, because when she was at the eye doctor, which she only sees this one maybe once a year. All right. And when she was there, she had the problem too. It wasn't as bad as it is now, but you know. So he's like, "Well, take these two over-the-counter things, and let me know. And if it doesn't go away, let me know." And now she, it's not. I mean, she's putting compresses on it, and that helps it feel better. So I'm hoping she doesn't have pink eye, but. Mostly because I know if she gets it, I'll probably get it too, because it's just how it works. but we'll see. But she's been kind of cranky because of it, and it's kind of not fun being around here. But hopefully she starts to feel better. I'm starting to feel pretty good. Like today I went and walked all over the pumpkin show, and my right foot / ankle has kind of been fair amount of pain, bad enough that I'll be kind of hobbling around the house a little bit, but once I had shoes and stuff on, I walked just like normal down there. In fact, it feels pretty good now. So all the only thing I ever did was take some like a leave or something, so I don't know what happened to it, but I think what it could have happened, because it actually, well, there was one time where it actually kind of fell back and got a little worse. And that was one day last weekend, I wore flip-flops all day.
Mm.
That's a mistake. So I think I'm getting to the age where I can't wear those things anymore. Or at least the ones that I have, and I have to get better ones. You know, not the cheap $10 ones over at Walmart anymore. But I do have a good pair of sandals, so I can put those on instead if I don't want to have my sneakers are. Oh, goodness. But she claims she wants to go down there a couple more times, which I'd be fine if we didn't go down there anymore. But we got stuck a little bit today by the parade, so we did get to see some of the parade they had. But what I want to go see, I can't, because tomorrow night, the Ohio State University band's going to march at the parade, and they're really good. And someday I'll get to see them, but it won't be tomorrow because I'll be at the bowling alley hanging out with the drunks there. Ugh.
Well, good luck on that. I got to stop.
Yeah, I got to also get oil change done on my car, too. Which that's something I used to do on my own, but I don't anymore because it's such a pain in the ass with all the new stuff they put on the bottom of cars now. It's just easier to do it. Have them somebody else do it. So, all right, Dan. We'll see you next week.
All right, man. Take it easy.
We washed it for the first time in a long time.
Got the urine stains out of it?
No.
The used condoms out of the back?
Nah, just the dirt on the outside of the car.
Oh, you left it all in the inside, though, right?
No, vacuumed it. The only thing I didn't do is I didn't have any of the stuff I needed to clean, like the seats and stuff, because I got leather seats in that car.
Keeping that car nice?
Yes, nice as I can. Thinking about upgrading it in a year or so. Yeah, we'll talk about the new MacBooks because I think you'll like some of the features on them, like no more touch bar.
Linux pre-installed? I'd like that.
$900 phones.
Well, let's see. Well, the Pixel 6 Pro, which was announced yesterday, is the base on a Pro is like $899, I think.
The bargain.
Well, compared to what they had been, I think it's like the 256 gig model, I think. No, no, I'm sorry, 128. I think.
Honestly, I'm more interested in that, that Pine project.
Yeah, but it's going to take them a long time to get that through, and then by the time they get it through, because my big point with that, or big complaint with that, will it actually be anywhere close to being up to date by the time it's released?
Well, they're talking about doing an Android emulator, which I think is a good idea. You can contain the Android in an emulation.
Right.
You don't have all the stupid fucking spyware and fucking data collection crap.
Well, I know the new Pixels have their own silicon now, too.
Hmm.
May have to order those triple hot noodles just to try them once. Them damn things are hot. But you know what else, Dan?
What?
Yeah, they're hot and delicious, but they actually make the sauce that comes with those noodles in a bottle now.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. They have both like a regular and a super hot. But and our store actually, Meyer, the one I go to all the time, they start carrying the 2X and the regular Samyang noodles. So I got some of the regular ones, and they're tasty. A little spicy, but not anywhere close to the 1X or 2X. But I've tried, since I have vacation this week, another thing I'll kind of talk about this week is I tried pretty much every desktop there is on Ubuntu just for the hell of it. Some I've never tried before, like Budgie.
I'd be interested to hear that. Absolutely.
Yep. I hate to say it. I still kind of like the heavier ones just because they seem to be more polished. But that's as far as I'll go.
Why is this such a pain in the ass? You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
What did I do here? Oh, no, 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 no. Where's Joe? All right.
And I guess I got to go to the bowling alley tomorrow to watch Luke since I'm not at work.
Where's Luke going? What bowling alley?
Local one here called Stardust.
Oh, okay.
They're one of Stardust Lanes, and it's an actual AMF alley. Technically, the PBA owns it since they own AMF right now. The only thing I really don't like about it is the food is just a tick below most of the local alley, the local mom and pop alleys around here. It's actually not very good. If they have anything, like last week, my wife said, I think you're trying, she was trying to get a soft pretzel, they didn't have any. Trying to get something else, they didn't have any.
At where?
Bowling alley, Stardust Lanes.
Oh, they didn't have soft pretzel. What did they have? Nachos, right?
You know, I do not like their nachos, and one big reason, they put canned Hormel chili on top of their nachos, and that's just awful.
Can't you tell them not to do that?
Well, I probably just tell them chips just and cheese right? only. Yeah, I could do that probably. And throw me in some jalapenos too. But you know, and I made Chex Mix this weekend for the first time this season.
First and last time.
Yeah, I got three more boxes down.
Did you make it on the? Did you do it on the pellet grill?
You know what? Maybe I should try that this weekend because I got to get a couple.
So that's
other
a no.
No, I did not. I did it in my gas stove. So, but I could do it there now because now what I did do Monday, I had a Eye of Round roast, and I smoked that sucker for about 4 or 5 hours. At a 250. Oh, it came out really good. I still have some left downstairs. It was a little tougher than normal, and that's probably because I chose like an eye around instead of a butt or something with more fat on it. But it was really good. Still tasted good. And I used Sam's Club has Kinder's Woodhouse garlic rub on the outside. Man. Had a nice pink ring, smoke ring on it.
Give me one more thing. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
What?
One more thing. I don't know.
So you said it, more fat, Kinder's Woodhouse garlic rub, pink rings. What else?
I don't know. Just sliced it and ate it. Yeah. The Kinder's seasonings are all pretty decent.
Do they have soy in them?
Good question. Let's see. The wood fire chili.
Everything has soy in them, right?
That shit fucking make your cock shrink to nothing.
Told them not to worry
make
about
you all
that.
Flaccid and soft and shit.
I'm married and 50, and I'm not having any more children. I don't really
your
care.
Cock don't
that
work
much.
Anyway.
Speak for yourself.
No, it still works fine, but it just, you know.
Yeah, but that choice shit, man, makes your wiener shrink.
Let's see.
It gives women mustaches.
I'm trying to see the ingredients on their website. No soy. It has chili pepper,
good.
Dehydrated garlic, Kinders.
Good.
Yeah, it has chili pepper, dehydrated garlic, dehydrated onion. Does have maltodextrin.
Soy has no business being in rubs. Or anything.
It says natural flavor, whatever that means.
That's about it.
It says natural flavor. Paprika.
That's where the soy is in the natural flavor. The natural flavor of soy.
I mean, that's just them covering their ass. They could be fucking crickets in your fucking food. Well, you know.
True.
It's natural.
But it says rice concentrate, salt, spices, sunflower oil. But generally, it's pretty, actually.
Yeah, sunflower's okay.
Yeah. It's pretty short list. I mean, it's if I had to guess, the crickets. Natural flavor is probably like a smoky flavor because the seasoning by itself, like I just tasted it like on my finger when I was putting a rub on it.
Is it a wet seasoning?
No, it's a powder.
Where's the oil come from?
I don't know. It must just be in it. It's definitely a dry rub. It's not a wet rub, but it does have a kind of a smoky flavor to it already. But now that I'd have to look at the Burger Bomb stuff I use from that's from the people who do the green egg, the Weber. That's good. Actually, I tried that and I made it a meat potato cheese square yesterday. It's basically like a meatloaf topped with potatoes and cheese, like mashed potatoes. And I tried that in the meatloaf portion of that, and man, that actually was really good. I'll have to try that again. But I've done that. I've used that stuff on my burgers. I've used it on steaks before, too. It still comes out pretty good. Weber's Burger Bomb.
All right, we should probably get the show going. I got some stuff. I got some tech to talk about, too.
Ooh,
me too.
The baby. You there, Alan?
I'm here. Hopefully you guys can hear me. It's been a long time since
I've been. Wow.
You hear Alan? Alan, was that you? Are you here, Alan? We didn't hear you.
I heard him.
I'm just kidding. No, we heard you.
Yeah.
He sounded really good. And Joe's
That's
there,
good.
Too.
I got to keep remembering to hit the push the talk button, though.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you did so.
I'm just eating my catfish stir fry.
Ooh, that sounds yummy.
It is.
See, I do stuff like that, but my wife wouldn't eat it. Only kind of fish she likes is if it's battered and deep fried.
Well, my wife don't eat my catfish stir fry either. I make it for me.
All right. This is, I think it's 9:27. I believe 9:27. Yep, 9:27. All night and all the day. All day and all the night.
That's at the pumpkin show this afternoon, Dan, and they had something new there that I have never heard of, and it has a vaguely bad-sounding name. It's called the Dill Dog. It looks like they take a pickle, core out the middle of the pickle, and put the hot dog in the pickle, and then batter dip.
Oh, it's like a duckin.
Kind of, yeah, but then they put like the same corn dog batter on the outside of it. I just might have to try it because I do like pickles. And I love hot dogs.
Are you going back to the pumpkin patch or whatever it was at?
The pumpkin show, yeah.
The pumpkin show again tomorrow?
Well, probably not tomorrow. Probably Friday. Wife also wants to go down Saturday. But okay. I don't know if my gut can handle that again.
Hold on a second. What did you eat today?
Let's see. I had a pumpkin cream puff.
Okay.
A pumpkin burger, which is That actually, the cream puff is probably a larger thing, although, too. I had some pumpkin well, waffles, but they look like they're rosettes because they're like crunchy. They're not like regular waffles.
Okay. I just have to and... say this. My God, you're white.
Yes, I am.
What else?
Let's see. My wife got a bucket of fries. I had a little bit of that, but not too much. And that's about it. I mean,
you couldn't fit in a dill dog?
No. At first, I had to think about that one for a while. And I figured since I'm going back, I might grab one just to try it. Cause it had
I figured you were
going to
say that you always had room for a dill dog.
No.
You could have just greased it up and slid it on in, man.
Just a little greasing it up, yeah.
Yeah. And then the other thing I saw that sounded absolutely terrible was pumpkin bratwurst.
Yeah, if they'd have renamed it Pumpkin Dill Dog, it'd probably been your first stop.
No. There's somebody there makes bratwurst with pumpkin, you know, in the pumpkin spice kind of stuff in it, and cranberries. And I'm like, well, I like all of that, but in a bratwurst? No.
Well, hold on a second, Joel. How many more days is left with the pumpkin?
Today was the first day, so there's tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. We're probably only going to go down a couple more days.
All right, so if you're going to go down a couple more days, you have to slide in the pumpkin dill dog and get the pumpkin bratwurst.
Well, I don't have the and pumpkin have one, but I might try that just because.
You
just,
have to try both
of
those and let us know.
You got to get them both at the same time.
Yeah. a double penetration of the dill dog and the bratwurst.
No.
Come on. And take a picture of them, too. Take a picture of them both going in.
And I'm actually disappointed. I forget when they stop coming, but there's a local place. Actually, it's...
the Dill Dogs? I didn't know they
No.
When did they stop coming?
No, I'm talking about a vendor, okay? There was a vendor that came and they used to...
So it was the vendor that gave you the Dill Dogs that kept coming?
No. They
double stuffed.
God, you're awful, guys. There was another.
You make it so easy.
There was a place called Hey Bar.
You lube
and Grill.
It up so well before you slide in the dill dog.
Right. But there was a place called the Hey Bar and Grill that used to come to Pumpkin
sauce.
Show all the time, and they would make sauerkraut balls. Those are actually delicious.
So you
what was the guy's name?
The name of the bar was the Hey Bar and Grill.
Was that his sauerkraut balls?
It was the restaurants, yes.
So if that guy was there, would you eat a plate of his balls and a dill dog to go with it?
You're gross, but yes,
pumpkin
I would.
Bratwurst at the same time.
All right, let's start the show. This is episode 927. Here we go. Thanks a lot, Alan. You brought it all down into the toilet. We haven't even started yet.
I know. It's whenever I come here, it's always that way.
He said whenever he comes
it
here.
It turns into a bratwurst show.
It already is a sausage fest, so hey.
It's just a dill dog show.
There you go.
All right, here we go.
The show's gone to the dill dogs.
That's what the title. Right. The title will be Dill Dog.
And notched laptop screens.
Double dill dog penetration.